Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Take a look at the big domestic story this morning. Miles, you referred to it there. The Senate seat held for nearly half a century by Ted Kennedy has been won by Republican candidate Scott Brown.
There's no replacing a man like that, but tonight I honor the memory and I pledge to be the very best and try to be a worthy successor to the late Senator Kennedy.
Yes, you'd have to go back to 1972 to find a time when the Senate seat in Massachusetts was held by a Republican. And really, Scott Brown was able to effectively take advantage of sentiments like these at the polling stations. Here's the voice of one voter collected by Jared Bowen, a producer with our member station and partner WGBH in Boston.
Healthcare, don't like what they're doing at all. I think it's a big sham. She's going to vote for it. He isn't. We'll see what happens.
Well, what did happen was the she in that clip there, Martha Coakley, went down to defeat. Democrat candidate Martha Coakley defeated by Scott Brown. The victory is a major loss for Democrats. And as Eric Euland mentioned at the top of the hour, the reason this is significant for the Barack Obama agenda is that it deprives the Democrats of that 60-vote majority is going to be necessary to pass health care reform. Where does that go now? Well, we want to talk about that with Eric Euland. He worked as a top aide for Senate GOP leadership for 18 years and is currently the vice president of the Duberstein Group, a Washington-based lobbying firm. Eric, you're still with us, right?
Yes, indeed.
And sitting next to me here in Washington, takeaway correspondent Todd Zwillick. Todd, it seems to me just inconceivable that the Obama administration would allow this to happen. I mean, it was their decision to focus on the 60-vote majority on health care. I mean, as Eric says, you need it, but to make it the centerpiece, to actually put it front and center in your legislative agenda, really handed the Republicans an opportunity to snatch this away from them, don't you think?
It seems like the Democrats may have been blinded by their own sunshine. The sun shone so bright when they had a 60-vote majority that they were possibly blinded to the scenario of losing it. So health care is extremely complicated now. They still have opportunities to pass it. The scenario that we've been talking about, John, for about 2 weeks, that they may still try to pass a House-Senate deal in the Senate before Scott Brown can be seated, that was still a possibility last night until about 20 minutes after Martha Coakley conceded. And a Democrat, Senator Jim Webb of Virginia, issued a statement saying, we should take no more votes on health care until Scott Brown is seated. It doesn't uphold the, I'm paraphrasing, it doesn't uphold the integrity of the Senate if we do that. So this is a Democrat and a moderate Democrat from a purple state sending signals to the Democratic leadership. Don't try this strategy of voting again on this high-profile issue before Scott Brown is seated. So now they have to think up something else, sending a Senate bill over to the House. They got to think up a new scenario now. Things are very complicated.
Well, I was over in the West Wing last night, and there were boxes and boxes of food being brought in. It was going to be a late night there. Todd Zwillick suggests it's back to square one for the Democrats on health care. Eric Euland, do you agree with that, and is there even a square one?
That's a good question this morning, whether or not there's a square one. As a fallback to coming up with a deal and then passing it again through the House and the Senate, there's also conversation this morning about possibly the House simply passing the Senate bill, which was adopted in the Senate there Christmas Eve, and then coming back at some point in the not-too-distant future and using a fast-track legislative process in the Congress called reconciliation to make final changes to the legislation which are being negotiated over at the White House. As Todd said, that's incredibly complicated, and given the political rot which is set in around health care, the issue of health care, that's an open question whether or not the Democratic majority will be able to pull that off as well.
Well, it seems to me the electorate in Massachusetts, and if you add the electorate in Virginia, where there was a reversal for the Democrats in November, and also in New Jersey, where there was a reversal for the Democrats in the State House, there's no more patience for procedural shenanigans for Pelosi and Reid on health care. Maybe what's been done here is a momentum play to the Republicans that the GOP can now pick up health care and go, relax, guys, we'll take care of this. Eric Euland, what's the chance of that?
Well, there's every possibility of that as well. Obviously, Democrats have been talking about this issue for a long time, but still have Republicans. But, John, here's a good point. I mean, if you look at the trend line of what's happened here in the last several election cycles, independents really prove out as a controlling factor. So in 02 and 04, independents stuck with Republicans, led to their majorities in 06 and 08, helped return Democratic control to the Congress and then elect Barack Obama. But in 09, both those gubernatorial races, and now here the first race of 2010, the independents stuck with the Republicans. So whether it's health care or a variety of other domestic policy initiatives the president has on his plate for 2010, the question really comes to the White House and the Democratic majority. Do we stick with the independents, the people who brought us to town, who have real concerns about overspending and excessive government activity here, or do we continue down the path of attempting to satisfy our base on issues like financial re-regulation, climate right. change, immigration, and the like?
Well, Eric Uhland, I got to ask you, and very quickly before we go, I mean, do you and Republican leadership smell a 1994 reversal, and is Scott Brown sort of the star leading that charge?
Well, he's definitely the star, but it's too early yet to predict a 1994 reversal. Nevertheless, Republicans are looking at a lot of pickup opportunities, and Democrats are extremely nervous about retaining control of the House this morning.
Said with a smile on his face. I can hear it there. Eric Uhland worked as a top aide for Senate GOP leadership for 18 years. He's vice president of the Duberstein Group, Washington-based lobbying firm. Take us out, Todd, real quick.
Democrats, I would disagree with one thing that Eric said. Not necessarily that Democrats think they have to keep going with their base. A lot of Democrats think Barack Obama has ignored his base on labor, on gay rights. And there are a lot of Democrats who say, go hard to the base. That's how you win. You went milquetoast. That's why you lost.
Well, that was some truck up there in Massachusetts. Jay, take us out with the Grateful Dead, will you?
My name is Scott Brown, and I'm running for the United States Senate. This is my truck.
Pack up that truck and drive it right down the wall.
Driving around in Massachusetts in a truck.
And it all started with me, my truck.
He's driving his truck around the Commonwealth.
Let me tell you, when he started to criticize my truck, that's where I draw the line.
I'm Scott Brown, and I drive a truck.